Can you believe Bob's Discount Furniture opened 35 years ago? Back in 1991, landlines ruled the day. You could not binge watch your favorite shows, and podcasts were science fiction. A lot has changed since then, but Bob's is still doing things the Bob's way, bringing you top-tier style and features at 90s-era prices. Need to kick back? The Sedona Power Reclining Sofa is the ultimate relaxation station. Packed with genuine leather, power recline, built-in charging, cup holders, and Bob-a-pedic seating for just $12.99. You can even pair it with a matching love seat and recliner. And if you love hosting, the Homeworks dining set is built for summer parties with tons of hidden storage in the table and bench, plus comfy Bob-a-pedic foam for only $6.99. And don't miss the best-selling Cascade bedroom set. It features a trendy, reeded design, USB ports, felt line drawers, and three gorgeous finishes at only $2.50 per piece. Stop in this Labor Day weekend to celebrate 35 years of Bob's Discount Furniture.
If you're the type of person who wants data, not assumptions, Prenuvo's whole body scan gives you a deep understanding of your health. Screen for over 500 conditions, including many cancers, autoimmune disorders, neurodegenerative diseases, and more. Add blood panels to test over 80 biomarkers, and you've got information about your body you may never have had before. Book your scan at Prenuvo.com. That's Prenuvo.com.
Every week on The Moth Podcast, real people tell their stories live on stage.
I burst into tears. And I wasn't sure if I was crying because I hadn't been kissed in a really long time or if I had just never been kissed like that before.
To hear fascinating, heartbreaking, and sometimes hilarious stories from astronauts, teachers, farmers, and people just like you, follow and listen to The Moth wherever you get your podcasts.
Hello.
It's Dukes and Bell.
Get your mind tuned in. Let's go be world champions.
Presented by Finley Roofing on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. It's time for Dukes and Bell's Daily Download.
You've got mail.
All the stories you need to know about the world of Atlanta sports in bite size. Brought to you by Window Comfort
on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
You can follow us, guys. Dukes and Bell, 929. That's the show. Follow Mike at ATL Bell, 929. I may put him up. See Dukes and follow the radio show at 929. Or should I say the radio station at 929 The Game. Lots of stuff going on today. We're going to get a chance to talk to D. Orlando Ledbetter before practice number two starts up there in Indianapolis. Mike, you were talking about Josh Kendall and his comments on Tua. And this is what he said to the morning shift today in regards to Tua and his performance.
Well, he completed some balls, but, you know, again, we're going right back the other way now, I'm afraid. A ton of it was dump-off stuff. A ton of it was swing passes and screen passes. One ball went further than 10 yards. That was the ball that Drake, you know, big boyed Justin Wiley, the Colts cornerback, and got up about 15 feet in the air, it felt like, and grabbed the ball and took it for a touchdown. So, yes, Tua says he's getting better. The completion rate is going up. He's finding these checkdowns more, but this is still not what Kevin Stefanski and Tommy Rees hope this offense looks like at some point this season, hopefully sooner than later.
And that's my question. The question is, why are we looking like this? Is that a function of, hey, get comfortable with things before we stretch this out? See, I think these two practices are important because Saturday you're not going to see these guys, and this is your chance to work on stuff. This is it. You get the opportunity with ones versus ones. Go work on it. If he throws a long pick, who gives a damn? But work on it. And right. And when you tell me he's throwing these short passes, my question to you is it all check downs because that's what he sees, or are those the play calls?
Bit of both.
Okay.
Bit of both. Or is he – or? I mean, like, we don't know because we're not inside his noggin. And when he talks, it's very, you know, general, and it's kind of boilerplate, you know, sports cliches. But – is he a little, you know, lacking confidence right now in this offense? And maybe that's why he's not pushing the ball down the field.
I don't know either. I have no idea.
I'm not trying to create a false narrative here because that's a false narrative. Is what I'd say. But yeah, I know what you're getting at. I don't know.
I don't either. But if you can't answer that question, then you can't criticize it. You can tell me that he's throwing these balls. Like, where's that coming from? And, Mike, you know, we talk about the confidence level. Look, neither one of these guys right now, it's our major concern, Falcon fans. Neither one of these guys are blaring with confidence right now. If Penix was, he'd be out there.
I know. Well, we need Stuart Smalley to come in. You're good enough. Your knee is healthy enough. And gosh darn it, people like you. No, like, that's why I'm saying. It's very disconcerting for a fan to not know who your QB is going to be. So I think the default setting, as we've said from back in May, is going to be Tua Tagovailoa until Penix gets the clear.
And we knew that. Yeah. Mike, I think that's what we knew.
And as we talked yesterday, and it's funny, I ran into a coach at my gym yesterday, and she's a big listener. She heard our conversation from Monday's show, and she agreed with us. I mean, you can't put Penix till he gets cleared. And if Tua does well, he might not get the chance to prove what he can do unless Tua really does stink it up.
Yeah. Yeah, and that's going to be crazy, man. Linebackers were good yesterday. About a bunch of guys rotating in and out, which, you know, we've been talking about Kendall Daniels and who's going to play alongside, you know, Diablo. Diablo's your starter. It's who else is playing next to him is really the question. So Christian Harris is getting an opportunity, Perkins, all these guys. And again, we'll see what comes out of practice today. But you are more than welcome to chime in. These are things that I'm thinking about.
Right.
I'm not worried about these mistakes because that's what practice is for. You're going to make mistakes. I know everybody's crazy. Guys, if we look this bad, game one, game two, and game three, trust me, Mike and I will be going off in here. Right. Okay?
Now, one of the positives, we talked about how better we looked against the run, against the Colts, a team that completely owned us at the line of scrimmage. And, you know, Jonathan Taylor just, I think he's still running from that game in Berlin that we lost.
Did he run for 200?
Him and Harris, I think they combined for like nearly 400 yards in total offense.
Crazy.
Well, the two weapons you got to stop there, Ulbrich. But as far as a good piece of news, you know, Brandon Dorlus is listed as a lineman because he is the edge, and he's a defensive end, but then when the outside linebacker comes in, Carl, and it becomes like a four-man front, he's sort of now sort of one of the tackles. But he's a guy that can play edge, and he had 9 sacks last year, but he said he's loving the they're giving him flexibility.
Yeah.
And one of the comments is he's loving his role, and he's having fun. And that might be a guy, when we said, where does it come from? Expand Dorlus's role in pass rush and also what he can do inside. And maybe there we get some of the sacks we're missing between Pierce's suspension and no Jalen Walker.
I like it. I hope that's the case. Speaking of narratives, this is one that's out there, and that is that the Falcons are downplaying Tua's performance, so that makes it easier, Mike, when they want to go and make the decision to transition to Michael Penix. Mm-hmm. And my answer there is, Penix was drafted as a franchise quarterback, right?
Yes.
He was drafted as a franchise
quarterback.
Well,
we're never going to be picking this low again, so we've got to grab him. Terry Fontenot.
Yeah.
Hey, 2024.
Hey, Terry. How you doing? I think that's a false narrative too, Mike, because he's the guy that was drafted to be your franchise quarterback. You don't have to apologize for putting him in there.
No, and it's year three, and we'd like to know if he is a franchise quarterback. And the fact that we're going into year three and we don't know this. Now, again, if he has a magical Jordan Love-type year, remember Jordan Love didn't get on the field in his fourth year.
That's right.
And then the Packers had to make business decisions. They said yes. You know, and then next you know, it's a big contract. But that's what we're hoping for. I mean, look, when Michael said that the doctor says your knee is going to be unbelievable.
You should never have another issue.
Talk to a buddy of mine that handles my knees at Piedmont. He goes, I don't know what that guy's smoking. I'd never say that to a patient of mine. But unless there's some new, as my guy said, unless there's some new procedures he's not privy to, you know. But if Mike has some confidence, gets out there and can just make good decisions with the football, work on the footwork, all the things that he didn't get from Zach Robinson, that he should be so further down the road in his first 2 years, but he didn't get the coaching. Because the head coach hired a nitwit to be the OC who wasn't equipped to handle a rookie.
Yeah.
Confidence is very sexy.
Yes, it is.
Don't you think?
It allows you to do wonderful things, guys. By the way, speaking of the Falcons, this is not on the field related. Mm-hmm. But it's a little bit worrisome. Because private equity is slowly but surely working their way into the world of sports. And I don't know how many of you are paying attention, but I think they'll be paying attention now.
Yeah, man. Arctos is the sports investment wing of KKR. Now, for guys who don't follow Wall Street, that's Kravis. That's one of the masters of the universe. He's worth like $13 billion. Remember Barbarians at the Gate when they took over RJR Nabisco? And
yep.
Kravis eventually comes in and swoops it. Anyway, so big time Wall Street. They see the NFL as a bulletproof investment. Because every year, other than the COVID year, the NFL's growth is just insane. So the Falcons were valued anywhere between $6 to $8 billion, depending on where Forbes had them just a year and a half ago. Now their valuation is over $10 billion. They come in for 10%. They've created KKR took over Arctos. Not that it matters, but they're using this as like their sports portfolio. These guys have a piece face of
everybody.
Yeah, they got a couple of sports. Paris Saint-Germain, the Buffalo Bills, Golden State Warriors, Fenway Sports Group, and now 10% of the Falcons.
And a little bit there, and a little bit there.
Not yet confirmed by the team, reported by Bloomberg and others.
Yeah, business websites, guys, that cover financials. And look, it doesn't surprise me, but the point is, Mike, the more you're ingrained into this, the more power you ultimately have. It's not about owning a team here. These guys have like 48, their hands in 48 different properties,
right?
And so you just start to wonder at what point, how do they maneuver that down the road?
Well, that's just, I mean, hypothetically, if things go bad when private equity gets involved, that's why it was so scary for them to get involved in the college game. Because what happens if, you know, they slowly have influence in the board, they take more and more shares, they become Pac-Man, and now they're dictating how you go and your direction. You know, and maybe it's not the best thing for your organization. Look, this is all about profit, so they'll see how long they hold on to it. Presume it's a bit of a long-term investment. Look at the Lakers, man. They've bought for 10, sold for $12 billion. $2 billion in 1 year of growth. And the NFL does 10 times better than the NBA.
Yeah, all these franchises, even the worst franchise you can think of. What franchise do you think is the worst?
Miami Marlins.
No. I'm saying NFL.
I'm saying all of sports.
Oh, yeah. Probably. Yes.
Ooh, NFL, that's a great question.
Because you might think,
Browns, Cleveland.
The Browns are a heritage team. They would make a killing if they decided to
sell. Once they get the new stadium. And by the way, it's funny. The stadium's going to be demolished in 29. It lasted 30 years. That's basically the going rate for stadiums
in
America.
No, it is.
Mercedes-Benz, hopefully we can outlast that, but don't count on it. But yeah, 30 years for the old Browns stadium. They're going to have a new stadium, which will take their valuation up.
Yeah,
especially if they do everything like the battery and everything around it.
Everybody's like, oh, well, Jacksonville is terrible. Let Khan sell it. It'll be crazy numbers. The point is, the worst NFL franchise is still worth way more than what you think it is. So, yeah, that story is just out there. Doesn't mean anything for the season. And again, to Mike's point, the Falcons haven't confirmed that. But from a business side, it just makes you wonder, okay, where this might be going. Hey, a couple of other things.
Cincinnati Bengals are currently the lowest valued NFL franchise, Brown family, at $4.1
billion. Okay. All right.
I mean, think about that. You're the worst in the NFL, and you're still worth
$4 billion. That's the point. Braves at White Sox today. Grant Holmes on the hill. Don't trust him, but we'll see what we get today. We'll talk with Grant McCauley later today in the show. Atlanta United, Mike, did win last night. They defeated Minnesota 2-1 for their fifth win of the season.
Now, I'm not saying Mike Conte is on the pipe, but he thinks this team just might get on a run.
Okay.
And they've got a window now where they could actually make the bottom line of the playoffs.
No way.
Yes.
Way. No way.
No way.
No.
So, that'd be nice. Yeah, I got to be honest. If these knuckleheads make the playoffs, I might get my ass back in that Mercedes-Benz to watch them. I've been watching United in person in a minute. What day? I'm just saying.
Yeah.
What? Why are you shaking your head? Why are you
I don't know.
You watch the freaking WNBA, okay?
And it's very entertaining.
I'm talking about the MLS here.
It's not about that.
It's very entertaining.
Nothing.
Have you ever been to a United game?
Yeah, I have.
So what's the problem? Was it your bag?
It's just, you know.
What? Say it. Spill it out, man.
You said pipe.
Oh, yo.
Oh, I can never tell when I say a lot of crazy up over the course of 4 hours. I never can tell what he's making the look for.
Yeah, I didn't think that. It's true, because there are a lot of people who don't think this team's going
anywhere. Like, is Conte high that he thinks United's going to make the playoffs? Yeah. Is the inference of those not catching?
Well, that's better.
I think that's better.
Yeah. Thank you.
Pipe is, you know.
What is he, a crackhead? What are you saying?
They call him Pookie from New Jack City.
I mean, but, okay, fine. That's why I said, no way.
I'm not comparing Mike Conte to Pookie from New Jack City. I'm just,
you did that with me.
But the pipe is weak.
He's calling me, man. I just got to go to
you kids at home, you stay away from the weed, too. It's a gateway drug. Then you wind up like Pookie. That's how it starts. A vicious cycle, Carl.
It's not true.
Pookie got shot. That's what's happening.
Yes, exactly.
Scotty, get in here. I'm going to die.
Hey, man. We are getting comments from Kevin Stefanski. We're going to talk more about that when we come back. Also, it's funny. This dude, Rah-Rah 84. Rah-Rah. He says, just admit you were wrong about Tua. Have we played a real game yet?
No, not yet. I mean, granted, he looks like crap right now, but it's still not the regular season.
Guys, I can remember there were camps that some of you said Matt Ryan looked like crap in camp.
Same guys that wanted Dominique Davis to start.
What was the one?
I'm just telling you.
He threw the pick to Knox and everyone lost their mind?
Yes. And remember, that changed the policy. We had to stop taking videos after the Matt Ryan thing got released. You're absolutely right. Yeah. And it was just one of those throws and like individual drills. Stop it. Rah, rah.
All right. Again, he's got to get – he's learning the system, Carl. And then Carl's going to...
What do you think Michael Penix is in this system?
He kept repeating, three knee surgeries. Talk about the three knee surgeries.
I mean...
What do you think? Seriously, what do you think
Penix is? He's the greatest seven-on-seven quarterback in the NFL.
Would you stop it? No, I'm saying, do you think he's up to par with everything?
He told us he's getting the mental rep.
Can you believe Bob's Discount Furniture opened 35 years ago? Back in 1991, landlines ruled the day. You could not binge watch your favorite shows, and podcasts were science fiction. A lot has changed since then, but Bob's is still doing things the Bob's way, bringing you top-tier style and features at 90s-era prices. Need to kick back? The Sedona Power Reclining Sofa is the ultimate relaxation station. Packed with genuine leather, power recline, built-in charging, cup holders, and Bob-a-pedic seating for just $12.99. You can even pair it with a matching love seat and recliner. And if you love hosting, the Homeworks dining set is built for summer parties with tons of hidden storage in the table and bench, plus comfy Bob-a-pedic foam for only $6.99. And don't miss the best-selling Cascade bedroom set. It features a trendy, reeded design, USB ports, felt-lined drawers, and three gorgeous finishes at only $2.50 per piece. Stop in this Labor Day weekend to celebrate 35 years of Bob's Discount Furniture.
If you're the type of person who wants data, not assumptions, Prenuvo's whole body scan gives you a deep understanding of your health. Screen for over 500 conditions, including many cancers, autoimmune disorders, neurodegenerative diseases, and more. Add blood panels to test over 80 biomarkers, and you've got information about your body you may never have had before. Book your scan at Prenuvo.com. That's Prenuvo.com.
Drink up, baby. Fantasy Football Happy Hour is here to get you wins and have some laughs. Matthew Berry here, and my podcast, Fantasy Football Happy Hour, has the sleepers, busts, and starts and advice you need to win your league. We're diving into the tape, we're crunching the numbers to bring you sleepers, busts, weekly starts and advice. Whether you're defending a title or desperately avoiding last place, I've got you covered every single weekday. The bar is open. It's Fantasy Football Happy Hour with Matthew Berry, wherever you get your podcasts.
So when we interviewed him a few weeks ago, said he's just trying to do everything he can to be up to speed with this offense. As within his doctor's orders.
Not.
What?
Didn't say that. Hey, we're going to give you a chance to win some Braves tickets. Rah-rah, keep listening. Maybe you can win them. We're going to give you tickets to the Rockies game, man, on Sunday, August 30th. So stay tuned. We'll give those away. We'll come back. D. Orlando Ledbetter. Next.
What you're listening to presumably doesn't suck, so neither should your sound system. Sonos lets you listen seamlessly from room to room. Same great sound, expertly tuned, astonishingly clear. It's not magic, but it's not not magic.